Simen Shin Chav Ches, Siv Gimel. The Mechaber says, any maka shel chalal. That means any maka that's internal parts of the body, the Mechal Shabbos. Now what's the get of chalal that's considered internal? The Mechaber says anything from the teeth going in, and the teeth, if something's wrong with the teeth, that's included in that. And Mishnah Berurah says, the Kavach Chomer, the place where the teeth are embedded in the gums, if there's a maka there, that for sure is considered a maka shel chalal, Mechal Shabbos for it, to have a refuah from that. And Mishnah Berurah says, that we're talking about not stam, but the teeth hurt. We say the teeth are included means that the teeth, it's so much pain that the person is cholak ugufa, his whole body is sick from it. He totally falls apart from it. Even is not laying in bed, but he's totally sick from it. As opposed to just a little toothache, that's different. That we'll get to later on in Sif Lama Beis. And Mishnah Berurah says, Kavachemer, there's a certain malacha called Tzafidna that would start in the mouth and end up in the stomach. And they knew that if you put anything into the mouth around the teeth would start bleeding, a gum bleed. So that they knew it's Tzafidna, it's a certain choli that definitely is a sakani of Mechal Shabbos. Even if the choli and the doctor say not Mechal Shabbos, we know they don't know what they're talking about. Chazal know better. Chazal say it's a sakana. Any other pain in the teeth, if it's to the point that the person is totally chalak gufa, totally can't function from it, has dim maka shachala and machal Shabbos. But if the doctor or the chayla say that they're fine and don't machal, then won't machal Shabbos. Like Mitzrayim, we'll have more about that later. Now that which you say maka shachala in machal Shabbos, it's only if the one of the internal organs of the body mamish has like a maka or a baya, a blister or something like that. But just a michush ba'alma, just if it's like a little bit hurts a little bit, it's uncomfortable, that's not enough to be Mechal Shabbos. Now the Ramah says, someone whose teeth are bothering him, something's wrong with his teeth and they're bothering him, and he wants to have his tooth pulled, have it removed, so he can tell a guy to pull the tooth on Shabbos. And Mishnah Berurah explains that we're talking about he's talking a lot of pain, and he's not enough for the Mishka, he's not in bed from it, but his whole body, he totally can't function from it. And even then, we say you have to get a guy, because you know we said a choli shenayim, something a choli of the teeth, could be a makash chol, could be a sakana. Here, we know that taking out the teeth, or the tooth removal, not necessarily is that a refuah that's going to make things better. On the contrary, sometimes the actual procedure of taking the tooth can make things worse. Therefore, not willing to let a yid do it on Shabbos, rather you have to have a guy do it. That which we can have a yid machal Shabbos or makash chol is only if it's a clear refuah that we know this is the right thing to do. Now, when we say they have a guy, pull the tooth, you know it means he has to open his mouth and make that tooth available for the guy to pull. Still, the Mishnah Berurah says we pass him CA and Bamamish, that helping is not called that he's doing anything, it's called the guy doing, and it's no worse than Real Akum over here is Mutter. A Yid can't do it, it's a Malach of the Raisa, of Chavala for a Fuah, but the guy could do it. There's a Taz, it's Machmer, and holds that you can't even have a guy do it because the Yid's involved in opening his mouth and presenting himself for the guy to pull the tooth. But the Mishnah Berurah says that many Achrim say, like the Machaber, like the Shulchan Aruch, which really over here the Ermah, and therefore is allowed to have a guy pull a tooth if a person's tooth is hurting to the point that he totally cannot function. It's not yid, only a guy. Siftal, the Mechaber says someone's a maka shachol, that internal maka, one of the internal organs, so it doesn't have to be shot stop, like judged by a doctor. If it's yes, sakana, not sakana, we have the right to assume it's sakana. Let's say there's no experts around, and the chol himself doesn't really know if it's sakana or not. We can assume that it is sakana, and anything we do for him during the week, we can do for him on Shabbos as well. However, if we know about this choli, that it could wait till after Shabbos, and it's not Yichol Shabbos, never not going to Machal Shabbos, even though it's a Makash Chol, something eternal. But if we don't know, the stomach is a Makash Chol, if we have no other medical information, and the Chol himself doesn't know, is that we assume it's a Tzakon, or a Chosh Tzakon, that we allow Chol Shabbos to take care of it. We can do, the Mishnah Berurah explains, when the Machal says, you do whatever you do during the week, whatever food you give him during the week, whatever refuah you do during the week, you do for him also. And Mishnah Berurah says that the Magamishnah's Badaik over here, in the Rishonim, that's Mashpah, even though there's no sakana and holding back these refuahs, holding back these things from him, since in general, the chol is a chol sheyesh basakana, he's a chol is in danger. Anything they're doing for him is a tzarech tzas, a little bit of tzarech. So then we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for anything we do from during the week. We can do for him Shabbos, even if it's only a small tzarech for him, since in general his matzav is that of a chol sheyesh basakana. However, Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Berlach, but it's a big arichus from many places, many rishonim, to show that even somebody is a chol sheyesh basakana and he needs chol Shabbos, he cannot have a yid mechal Shabbos for him for things that are not directly relevant to his choli. Things that if we don't do them, the chol is not going to get worse and come to sakana. Anything that thing itself holding back from not bringing a chash sakana, you know, it's something that he needs, and he is a chayla, sheish b'sakana, and during the week we do this for him, that's not enough that we can machal Shabbos for him for those extra things. Only a guy could do for him, not a yid. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the probity of machmer, halang a shav doing malachas deraisa over here, since halang a shav doing malachas deraisa, so therefore, we should not do for this chayla, sheish b'sakana, things that we know that are not relevant to Sakon, but just general things that are tzarech for him. As opposed to Drabonans or Amir La'akum, that would be different, that would be okay. But what the Magen Mishnah says, if we do Malach HaDaraisa for him, since it's general, his matzav, his yesh b'sakana, the Mishnah Berurah is not comfortable with that. It's a chlik z'shainim, he says, and many of Shemar Machmer, and therefore it's better to be Machmer, not like this Magen Mishnah.